And of course, if we now have access to little 5-agent teams, or maybe you're limited to the amount of computers you can afford to put in a space as far as your AI team. But if we have access to these agentic teams, then all of the marketing strategies and tactics and theories that we've been talking about throughout the course of the show become reproducible at scale. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of digital marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with more awesome news about AI agents. As you know, that's my favorite topic to talk about on the show, so I am super pumped for today's episode. We are talking about announcements from Microsoft about a system called Magentic One. And you may have noticed that the second half of that word is agentic. And that is very much intentional because this is a sophisticated multi-agent system that is designed to, quote unquote, tackle complex multi-step tasks across various scenarios. And definitely check the link in the show notes to the Microsoft post about the system. It's going to dive into a lot more of the technical details about how it is constructed. They have a great little visual also on the page. And I actually caught that visual in today's rundown.ai newsletter as well. Make sure you check it out in at least one of those two places, both linked in the show notes. So we're just going to go through the basic system architecture here and how it's designed to work. I think it's why it's so cool and exciting. And that's the way that it breaks up job domains and roles and really tackles issues as a team of agents with core responsibilities. And as you'll see, they are the core responsibilities that really all of us as humans need to handle operations and perform tasks on a computer device. If you like to nerd out on this agent stuff like I do, you will definitely like this next section. The Magentic One system basically comprises of 5 different agents on one team. The leader, the orchestrator, as they're called, plans and directs the overall task execution. There is the web surfer who handles all the web browsing and interactions, basically scraping the web for supporting data or any data that's necessary. You have the file surfer, which manages local file operations. So that has access to your local device, your local storage, and can reference or pull data from there. And then, of course, you have the coder, which is going to write and analyze code. And then finally, we have the computer terminal, which is going to provide the access to your console, to your command terminal for executing commands directly in the operating system or actual programs or apps on your device. And so what we're seeing here is a combination of all these different agentic technologies and features that we've been seeing introduced one by one in other areas and other technologies. And this has basically become the race to a computer agent that we're seeing with Claude's computer use and Microsoft's Copilot Vision, and now Microsoft taking another step with Magentic One. And again, practically, the way that this first wave of agentic features are kind of starting to roll out ends up being by enabling AI to use a computer like we do as humans. And if you're like me, you're likely thinking of all the different ways that an actual practical, useful agent like that could become impactful for your business, your agency, or the company that you work at. The ways are endless and really only limited by your operational creativity. And I was thinking to myself earlier today that when these computer use agents get to a certain point, depending on how they operate on a device and how they consume the resources of a given device, I may need to have several computers in my office or something, one for me to use and several others for individual agents or AI employees to use. And maybe that's how this is going to break down. And maybe that's how this is all going to break down. And of course, if we now have access to little 5-agent teams, or maybe you're limited to the amount of computers you can afford to put in a space as far as your AI team. But if we have access to these agentic teams, then all of the marketing strategies and tactics and theories that we've been talking about throughout the course of the show become reproducible at scale. Things like content creation and distribution, market research and analysis, campaign management and optimization, high-level marketing strategy, the organization and processing of your customer data. These aren't new themes in marketing that are being changed by AI and that are going to be further changed in the future when we get more removed from having to be there ourselves and watching it happen. And of course, the further we remove ourselves from these operations, the riskier it gets as well, which we'll talk about in a second, but the more powerful it gets. And the impact that it has to affect your personalization in your customer service, your personalization in your content. For instance, if each piece of content can be one-to-one, that becomes hugely impactful. And the same thing with your customer journey. If that becomes a one-to-one as well, an entirely personalized journey for each person's experience, your marketing becomes incredibly competitive. And the field of marketing becomes competitive again. We've talked about how the introduction of these tools is kind of becoming a playing field leveler, if you will. Now, the other extremely important thing to consider here is security and the implementation of safety and guardrails, which we just mentioned. And of course, when it comes to giving access to your business systems and data to AI, that's one thing. But when you can actually have an AI that performs actions on its own using a computer and on a network and accessing the internet, it becomes obviously fraught with potential concerns and risks. And Microsoft definitely addresses this in their documentation, stating that this system is going to operate under their responsible AI guidelines and has built-in controls for monitoring and regulating behavior. Also, and kind of on a side note, since the initial explosion of AI a couple of years ago, I think this is probably going to be the most impactful advancement. The computer use, if you would, to steal Anthropic's term, this computer use wave of agents, whether it's Copilot, Vision, Magentic, all of these tools or features that allow agents to perform tasks on a computer without human oversight. I think that's the next big adoption driver for people not necessarily in the community. If you still haven't necessarily hopped on the AI train, I completely understand. I think sometimes I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit too much, but if you've been waiting for a useful AI feature, I truly believe that agents are that feature. And if you're wanting to stay competitive and stay relevant as a marketer or just as a business in your industry, I truly believe it's time to start planning to implement or integrate these agents into your strategies and processes. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. We'll be right back.